Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
R&B Fridays, Bick Lamore, hello.
Hello.
What's up, Tommy Onse?
Tommy
Onse.
Tommy Onse.
I like
you
it.
Hear Tom
LC. Now, is Tommy Onse
Tommy
due
Onse.
To my bootylicious behind?
Sure.
Thanks for noticing my squat's doing, guys. I really appreciate that one.
We start every R&B Fridays with this. Drop it like it's hot. Big Moore's booty drop. It's Carrie's pick.
Okay, so today I'm giving a shout out to my old girlfriends, Kate and Lou, who I did everything with in uni days, and this was one of our songs. We had about three or four that I'll take you through across the years.
Synchronized dancing?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like it.
Did you really?
Of course we did. Are you just surprised? Every 19-year-old has a synchronized dance
when
to something.
When this is playing, we've got to film a little bit and chuck it up.
You do not know this lady at all.
Anyway, this is Run DMC. It's Like That.
Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This time, every R&B Fridays, we do this. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same, but backwards. It's your permitted yeah. I didn't realise, Tommy, he gets himself into a special zone to play this game.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He gets himself on hands and knees. It's like he's praying to win.
Mm. And ask me how many times it's worked.
How many times has it worked?
Never.
No. Well, the Lord's not always on your side, mate.
I'm not praying to the Lord.
All right,
R&B gods.
We play a song backwards to Carrie and Tommy. They buzz in, and if they guess who it is, they win a point. It's as easy as that. Are we guys ready for round number one?
Before we go into round number one, I've got a good feeling about it, and I wouldn't mind having a guess before we play it.
Go.
What?
Snoop Dogg.
What?
And What's My Name is my guess, please.
Why? Have you heard this?
No.
Well, this is a stupid way to start the game.
Has it worked, though?
Let's see.
No, it hasn't.
What an anti-climax.
That's 1 point to Carrie.
Thank you. Great.
Next song. Here we go.
Carrie
was in there.
Before you.
Carrie was in there.
It's Hey Ya. By
She's got to buzz her out.
It's the guy from the Black Eyed Peas, but it's not the Black Eyed Peas. No, it's not.
You don't.
Go, tell me. Buzz her out.
It's the guy from Outkast, and his name's Andre 3000.
So.
Can I ask you, did you know that before I sang the song forwards?
I actually knew that one.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're allowed to have it.
1 point to Carrie, one to Tommy. Round number two. Here we go.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
It's Let's Talk About Sex.
Oh.
By?
Salt and Pepper.
I knew that. Maybe what? I need to get on my knees. What? I'm getting on my knees.
Why did I give away a point so early?
I'm getting on my knees. Okay. Oh, I knew
I should,
that one.
Actually, I should protest that point because I got it wrong, but Carrie didn't get it right. And somebody has to get it right to give away a point.
I should
be up 2-0. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
I knew Let's Talk About Sex.
2-0.
Okay. All right.
Tommy.
All right.
What a time to be alive, guys. Thanks for joining us on the wireless. It's a beautiful Friday. I hope you're all okay.
Stop it. You're insufferable.
Here we go. The next one. As we do R&B, flip it and reverse it.
Tommy.
Because I think I know how to sing this one.
I know how to sing it, but I don't know who sings
Tommy!
It.
Tommy!
Oh, I know. I actually know it.
Angel, Shaggy.
Shaggy! Oh. My angel.
Clean sweep. If you're a good guy and you've been beaten down lately by bad people, now's your time.
It's three.
Back up.
Three to Tommy. God. We are giving one to Carrie for that initial jump at the
Thank
start.
Thank you, Tim. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Tommy still wins. three is enough to win. There's only five. I've played this game
two
before.
Two more to go.
Okay, because you jumped
the gun at the start.
When
and it's
do
a
we
six,
ever have six?
It's when you started by predicting a song that
then,
was coming
then,
up completely
then why
wrong.
Have you given Carrie an
you mess with
point?
The rules,
all right.
This is what happens.
Carrie's getting another point for that objection. It is now 3-2 to Tommy. Here we go again, another round.
Carrie. Will Smith getting jiggy with it. Yeah! Getting jiggy with it. That really suits my shimmy, that one.
All right, three apiece. Whoever takes this next one out, do you want me to give her another point for Philippiness?
Three apiece, mate.
Another card?
You know what? I'm another a good pressure player, so yes, give her a point.
All right, final one. Here we go. R&B, same but backwards.
Tommy. Oh, that was Tommy. Give it to Tommy. Tommy would like to have a guess before Carrie's guess. It is Tim's a Jerk by Everybody Thinks That.
Beyonce, Crazy in Love.
The draw?
No, it's 4-3 to you, Carrie.
It's 4-3. It's 4-3 in a game where we only have 5 songs to play.
Where I mean, you got Lippy.
If this is not rigged, bloody hell, I'll see you in my trailer.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you know my favourite scene in a movie? I reckon would be the opening scene of Love Actually at the airport.
I have not seen it.
What?
Yes.
Pardon?
Because I'm not a
middle-aged... You've not seen Love Actually?
No, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not a middle-aged female. And okay, have therefore on. Not seen the movie.
We're going to talk about something completely different. We need to talk about this.
What do you mean?
You haven't seen Love Actually? I think it could almost be the best movie ever made.
Without
can't disagree with that, can you? I'm the one that hasn't seen movies, not you. You don't have anything else to do with your life but watch movies. Have you not seen Love Actually? That is your homework for tonight. You're going to go watch Love Actually.
Oh, mate, you know how sad that would be watching that by myself on the couch?
Oh, I'm sure you can ring one of your friends and get them to go.
See, it's comments like that that make sure I don't have any friends.
No, you choose to live your life like that. Don't blame me.
Like what?
Well, ring one of them and ask them to come over and together you can watch Love Actually.
Okay, I'll call Steve.
Okay, well, when you watch you're not going to call Steve. Call Jessica or something.
When you
watch Love Actually,
yes.
I want you to look at the opening scene because the opening scene is set in an airport.
Okay.
And it is just the most joyous yet heartbreaking, like every emotion you could possibly ever feel, ever, at one moment.
But most of it's love.
Yep. That's why it's called Love Actually.
Yes, good.
Yeah, good. Glad you got that big
going. Thank you.
But it made me think the other day, I was thinking of that scene because I was at the airport on my way to do the Tom Cruise interview in Sydney.
Yes.
And as I was going through the security, I was watching this couple make out and like fully make out and like hands all over each other and then kiss and then pull away, then kiss again and pull away. And
how close were you watching? Were you like close enough where they could hear you go, oh yeah?
No, because when you put your laptop on the conveyor belt or your bag on the conveyor belt, you're right banked up next to each other. And they got to that bit to get through security.
Right? They're doing a pre-security make out.
No, but they weren't just like, it was like she'd walk maybe a metre and then she'd run back to him and give him another kiss. And then she was getting close to the security checkpoint and then she ran and jumped around, like legs around, like Carl Stefanovic around, you know, that photo, that around.
Wow.
Really excited, right? He was crying,
she was
crying. And
then he's
got to
get that thing through security. Jeez.
No, he wasn't going through security.
Oh.
I'd worked out because I'm busybody. I was trying to work out what was going on. She was obviously leaving to go somewhere and they were saying their goodbye and she couldn't leave because she just wanted to kiss him so much. And she actually went through security. I went through. She went through.
Yep.
Then she came back out of security to say goodbye again to him before coming through security again. And then she happened to be on my flight, so I then had to watch her sit to wait to get on the plane crying. Then I had to watch her get on the plane crying. I was so incredibly sad. All I could think about was where was she going? Was she going to start a new job or were they can't have been breaking up because
imagine
they were too in love.
Just off for one night.
Well, it was a domestic flight. So I was thinking, I hope she's just not going to like Tassie for the night.
Yeah, hon, I'm a 3-hour drive away. It's going to be fine.
And so then I was thinking all about maybe it's just that the airport brings out the emotion. I get so emotional at airports, even if I'm going for a night trip.
Yeah, I get emotional on the plane as well. I think it's the lack of oxygen on a plane.
It's the music. You listen to music. Movies make you cry on planes.
Everything makes
you emotional.
Every movie has made me cry on a plane.
Oh.
And sometimes the steward, I'll be in tears. The steward is like, how was The Expendables 2?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, brand new game.
Now I need
that
to
was check. So high-pitched. I don't even know what you said then. Was that brand new game?
Brand new game.
I thought you accidentally sat on one of your nuts before you said it. I need to know, does this game involve any skill?
No.
A little bit of skill. You got to know a bit about entertainment.
Damn it, I thought I was a chance.
You'll do much better at this than me because I'm terrible with money.
The game is called...
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Show me the money.
It's Carrie and Tommy's net worth game.
Money. I've got pairings of celebrities.
Yes.
And it's up to you guys to guess which of them is worth the most in 2017.
Okay, is it out of the two of us? Carrie.
What?
All right, so our first pairing of celebrities is an action star pairing.
Can I just ask one question? So it's not how much they've earned, it's what they're worth now. So they may have made a huge amount in the 80s and spent it all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So our first round is the action star round. Who is worth more out of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone?
Oh.
Discuss.
This is, I actually read Hollywood Animal. The book by the writer, the screenwriter, who said that old mate Sly Stallone was at the time the highest paid actor because he directed and produced his movies as well. So he was like the highest paid, broke all the records for money received for movies at the time.
So you're going to go with him?
Well, that's many years ago.
See, Arnie's gone on. Governor, I'm going to go Arnie.
Governor's not going to make you money.
No, but just because he's been back out there, he might have gotten money coming in other ways.
Well, I'm going to say, who did you say?
I'm going Arnie.
Okay, I'm pretty confident with locking in the other bloke.
Sylvester Stallone. Arnold Schwarzenegger is worth $404 million Australian dollars.
Can I take a punt at what Sly's worth?
Go.
At least double that.
It's not.
you can take a punt, but you'll be wrong.
Yeah. You really broke it to be quite coldly there. Okay.
$538 million. Tommy takes that one away.
Not much difference, though.
You got to remember, Sylvester wrote and directed the Rocky and Rambos. And well, Arnie just starred in Terminator.
What do you mean I've got to remember? I said it about a
Didn't
minute ago.
Didn't he just
ago.
Say that?
But Jeez, he wrote mate. And directed Here's as opposed thing. To just starring.
If you're going to be a bit harsh, you should at least open your ear holes
Hey,
first.
I can hand that point back to Carrie.
You can.
Round number two in Carrie and Tommy's net worth game. It is the celebrity chef round.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm feeling good about this. I know my chefs.
George, Gary, Matt.
Oh, George's.
Who is worth the most?
Oh, don't bring it up again.
Who's worth the most out of Jamie Oliver, the Naked Chef?
Oh, him for sure.
And Gordon Ramsay, the Angry Chef.
The thing is, you locked in an answer first before. I'd like to, with confidence, say Jamie Oliver. I reckon those cookbooks would have made him an absolute mozza. Because he just makes up different minute amounts and then brings them out again. Did you see the last one?
And they're never the minute amounts.
No, the last one was 8.5 minute meals. Yeah, took me 14 hours to make in every dish in the kitchen. I had to go over to my neighbour. I'm like, have you got any more crock pots?
All right, I'll go Heston then. Oh, no, the Heston wasn't an option, was it? Jeez, what's his name?
You know she's panicking in a game when she's bringing in people that aren't options.
What was the other guy, Gordon?
Gordon Ramsay.
I'll go Gordon.
So what would Gordon's big money
be from? I don't know, which is why I would have said Jamie Oliver.
You shouldn't have been so confident in the action stars round.
Jamie Oliver is worth $538 million. Gordon Ramsay... $235 million, so Tommy gets a second point.
He's a pleb.
Well, technically Tommy's won, but do you want to play one more round?
Sure, why not?
Let's do the Friends edition.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh. Can I pick the editions next time?
No, don't. This is how she gets you. She just starts then...
Changing the rules.
Just weaving in. Yeah.
Okay, the Friends edition. Good, let's go.
Who is worth more out of Matthew Perry, Chandler from Friends, and David Schwimmer, Ross from Friends?
Oh, you can lock one in this time.
The first guy.
Yeah, good big Friends fan over here. Chandler. Why do you reckon that? Because the other guy's the least likeable friend?
No, actually David, because I reckon he would have signed on earlier on for bigger amounts per episode. Because he was a bigger role, wasn't he, early on Chandler?
I think all the Friends had pretty equal roles.
From the beginning?
Yeah, I would have thought so. I would like Chandler, please.
Okay, and I'll go David Schwimmer.
All right.
And I reckon Joey's worth more than both of them.
What?
I know.
Chandler.
Extra little tidbit of information.
Chandler, picked by Tommy, Matthew Perry, is worth $94 million.
Oh, that's nothing. What's he done? He's blowing that up the wall.
And David Schwimmer, who was picked by Carrie, 107.
Ah, sake. He's boring. He saves his pennies.
Yeah. No, he's a director now as well.
Oh, it's the bloody director gets you every time.
But is that what it was? Or did Chandler go through a bit of, throwing back a few. Yeah.
A bit of,
I think he might have poured back a few dollars there. I should have thought about that.
Throw away his money.
So Tommy wins first game. The
was that just
game?
A clean stroke? Yeah. Oh, no. 2-1.
Jeez, you don't even know who won which point.
I told you it's not a good game for me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wrapping up for another week.
I'm so excited about the weekend. I've had the biggest week and I just need to do nothing.
I thought this was where you were going to tell me you've got a wild weekend, girls' night, woo, dancing, woo.
No, I've got a really boring weekend ahead and I cannot wait.
Okay. Ask me what I'm doing.
No, what are you doing?
Girls' night, woo.
You would love a girls' night out. Oh. You'd be the handbag in the middle and we'd all dance around.
What are we doing? Flirtinis? I'll have two.
That's the show today. That's the show this week. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.